Chapter 13. A Lucky Escape. When we woke up the next morning, Hans said,
"Jem, bring me a bottle of wine. Rum is too strong for me."
I was surprised that he asked for wine. I suspected a trap. I hid behind a barrel and watched the old sailor. Hans moved slowly towards some ropes. He pulled out a long knife and put it inside his jacket. Then he lay down on the deck again. Hans could move without my help, and he had a knife in his jacket. I ran to the cabin, took a bottle of the captain's wine, and returned to Hans.
"Thanks, Captain Jem," he said with a smile. "Now, go and check the ropes on the mast."
I went to the mast and heard Hans move behind me. I turned round, and he came nearer, but I was quicker than him. I began to climb the mast.
"I'll get you, you young dog!"
Hans shouted. He threw the knife at me, but he missed. The knife stuck into the ropes on the mast. I climbed to the top of the mast. Now I was ready. Hans was climbing towards me. He pulled out the knife and put it in his mouth. I pulled out my pistol and shouted, "Don't come nearer or I'll shoot!" Hans stopped and looked up. He took the knife out of his mouth.
"I'll get you!"
he shouted. Suddenly the knife flew out of his hand. I felt a sharp pain in my shoulder. I fired my pistol. With a loud cry, Hans fell from the mast into the sea. I looked down. There was a lot of blood in the water. I felt sick, but I was alive, and Hans was dead. The knife held me to the mast. I moved my shoulder, and I was free. I climbed down to the deck and went to the captain's cabin. I was trembling. I washed the cut on my shoulder. My jacket was thick, so the cut wasn't very deep, but it hurt. I wanted to tell the captain that there were no more mutineers on the ship, and that the pirate's flag was in the sea. But I felt weak, and I decided to rest until it was dark.